97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in the community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Welcome to the show. My guest today is Spring Council, who is the creator of collardsandcaviar.com. Welcome, Spring.
Hi, Sharon. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure having you here. How intriguing, collardsandcaviar.com. Spring, what is your company?
Well, it's a lifestyle blog. It talks about ways to entertain at home and in a Southern style. So I get the collards from my background of my mother's Southern cooking, and the caviar is what I see do more sometimes fancier parties.
Oh, my goodness. And when you say your mother, for the sake of our audience, when we say her mother is Mama Dip, who is the owner of Mama Dip's. Is it Mama Dip's?
Mama Dip's Kitchen.
Dip's Kitchen, right here in Chapel Hill. So tell us, what made you decide to start this company, Spring?
Well, I've always loved to entertain, and I wanted to share my knowledge with folks. So I said, well, it's a good idea to do a blog. So I did some research on it and went through WordPress.com and actually creating the blog myself. And it took a lot of time, but I stuck with it, and that's when I began.
If somebody wanted to check your blog, what kind of information would they see? You mentioned entertainment. What's it all about?
Well, it has entertaining stories. Like I have a category called Sip, and it talks about different drinks, some cocktail and some non-alcoholic beverages. And along with those, I have stories about my experience growing up. And also entertaining is a section where I show people, you know, how to entertain at home. They get information about how much they would need for as dishes and beverages and foods and things like that.
Where do you get your creative ideas?
I look at magazines a lot. You know, I go outside, you know, looking at the trees. I know I did one post. It was a table setting. And I got inspiration from when I was at the beach and the colors of the sunset.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Now, you mentioned you do all the input to the blog yourself using WordPress.
Yes.
But how did you learn how to do that? So WordPress, to me, seemed very complicated. Did you teach yourself or did somebody else say, here's how we do this, Spring?
Well, I taught myself. It was hours of trying to figure it out, but I did. And one thing about WordPress, they do have some help. So you can actually go and get someone to email you back and forth to get help. So I did use that resource.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, how often do you update collardsandcaviar.com?
Twice a month is the update. I try to get it. Sometimes with my busy schedule at the restaurant, I get too far behind, but I try to catch up on that. And I actually have a company, Rethink, which is on Rosemary Street.
We Think?
Yes, Rethink, R-I-I-T-H-I-N-K.
Spell that again,
R-I-I-T-H-I-N-K.
Rethink, okay.
Yes, it's an internet marketing company, and they actually redid my website. I went to them because I was spending a lot of time trying to create it myself and sort of took me away from my content. And so I went to them to help them, let them redo my website. And so now I can just focus on my content.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. Once again, for those who may have just tuned in, the name is collardsandcaviar.com. Why that name?
Well, it was like growing up, you know, we at my mama's house, we always had just the best traditional country cooking. And then when I veered off my grandmother's friends from the church, my mom would always send us over to visit with them. And we would have like tea sandwiches and things that we didn't have at home. So I got a taste of that nice entertaining environment. And my mama working for the Gillises, and when they had their party, she would always bring home some of the snacks that she actually served there. So we went from the country things at home to the fancier things from the parties that she served and the folks we visited as kids.
And that impressed you so much that now you have your blog talking about it.
Yes.
The memories. Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Spring, who are you targeting your blog to? What specific audience or generation or type of person?
Well, I'm looking for folks that love to entertain and may not know how, and those who actually love to entertain the know-how, because I have a lot of inspirational ideas there, and looking for folks, you know, in the mid 30s to 45 to 50 range in age, just getting started out. Entertaining and may not have the supplies they need and need to know how. I actually have an ebook at my blog that says Beverage Entertaining Secrets. So it helps people out on how to create the beverages and how much they need for entertaining.
You're a busy woman because you're working at Mama Dip's Kitchen. You've got your blog site, Collards and Caviar. You have the RII Think. Was that a website?
No, it's not my website. It's the company that actually...
Oh, that helped you
yes,
pull it together.
Yes, I did the website myself at first.
Then
I was spending so much time trying to keep creating and doing.
Yes.
And it was taking me away from my content, so I had them redo my website, which made it much easier.
And you also just mentioned you have an ebook as well.
Yes, the ebook is on my website. So if you sign up, you can actually get that ebook for free.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's Beverage Secrets for Home Entertaining.
Oh, my goodness. Spring, if someone wanted to see Collards and Caviar, do I assume they just type collardsandcaviar.com?
Yes.
And that takes them right to everything you were telling us about.
Yes.
Uh-huh. That's goodness. Mm-hmm. You mentioned also that you have recipes on Collards and Caviar. Do you test the recipes before you put them onto your blog?
I do. I create the recipes and also do all my photography, too. So I have to, and it's funny sometimes when I'm actually shooting pictures of myself and trying to create a scene where I'm actually stirring something in a pot or cooking something on top of the stove.
Yeah.
So it takes a lot for me to do a camera angle and also do the stirring and cooking at the same time. But it works out.
That's got to keep you plenty busy.
Yes,
it does.
Pictures
as well as. Have you ever had a recipe that you've tried it, thought it was going to be perfect, but you didn't like it, and then decided not to put it onto your blog?
No, I pretty much do good with recipes. Now, I've had a recipe that I tried out with my mom and it didn't work out too good.
No, imagine.
So, yeah.
Well, that's good to know then. So we know that when we go to collardsandcaviar.com, we know that you have tested out these recipes.
Yes.
Thank you. Let's take a break right now, Spring. And when we come back, let's hear more about your fabulous blog, collardsandcaviar.com. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. You're listening to WCHL 1360 AM. Please don't go away. We'll be right back with Spring Council of collardsandcaviar.com. Thank you so much for staying with us. My guest is Spring Council, who is the creator of collardsandcaviar.com. Spring, in our last section, you mentioned that you have an ebook that you give away for free on your collardsandcaviar.com. Tell us about that ebook and what people get when they opt in using it.
Well, the ebook is titled Beverage Secrets for Home Entertaining, and it gives you how much beverage you're going to need for your functions. So if you're having beer or wine, it tells you how much you're going to need per person, and also how much ice you need, the mixers, and actually how to set up a complete bar at home.
Oh, how'd you learn how to do that?
Lots of research and entertaining.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming you've tried and tested that yourself as well?
Yes, I have. And it's one thing we've all may have had experience with. We've ran out of ice or ran out of a beverage or something, had to send our guests there to retrieve it from the store. And so I was just trying to eliminate that process and show people how to just be prepared with a checklist of what they're going to need as far as their beverages goes. And I also talk about the cocktail napkins, how many of those you're going to need per guest, you know, the amount of ice, mixers, and even the alcohol.
My goodness. So it sounds like you tell people everything they need to do to prep for an event.
That's correct.
Most people go right into it and forget the ice, forget the plates, forget whatever.
Or might not have enough.
Right. And you tell them how to proportion it based on how many people are going to be there.
Yes.
Right. Do you work outside of Chapel Hill? I imagine a blog can be worldwide. So your blog is open to everybody?
Yes.
It would have to be, right?
Yes, it's open to everybody. I look at my blog and see who's coming to it, and you get people from other countries as well.
So you've had people from other countries, just repeat what you just said, from other countries looking at collards and caviar.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. What kind of, do they ask questions or you just check and see if they just looked at it?
Well, you can actually on your blog, you can see who've come to your blog
right. And
in what area of the world they actually came from.
But how would they find out about it?
Well, Facebook knows, but when you're out there on the internet,
yes.
people start doing search words.
Yes.
They can search collards, or they may search caviar, or just entertaining,
oh. And
they come up with my blog.
This is a message to all of our entrepreneurs who are listening. The value of being online with a quality blog or a quality website, it can be found around the world.
Yes.
Just mm-hmm. have the right search engine optimization so people can find you first if they're looking for things.
Yes.
That's amazing. Now, what happens when a person buys that book, your ebook? I'm assuming they're opting in to get future information from your blog.
Yes.
They?
Once you sign up for the ebook, you're actually going to get a notice of each time I do a blog post and when I'm having special events.
They'll know automatically.
Like pop-up events. Yes.
Very, very mm-hmm. good. Spring, what if I wanted to advertise on your blog? Is that possible?
Yes, just contact me on my blog, and I'll get back to you with information on that.
What other social media do you use?
I'm using Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. And I'm also using
Pinterest.
Pinterest. Yes.
I thought so. Got to have you on Pinterest since you're talking about so many visual things. That mm-hmm. works. Mm-hmm. Spring, during our break, you mentioned that you're also a household entertainment consultant or a house entertainment consultant. Please tell our audience what that entails.
Well, a lot of times people get really nervous about entertaining, and I could actually come to your home and sort of coach you through the process. Not actually really do the work for you, but be your coach in getting things ready and prepared and actually being at your home during your party and sort of helping you out with that.
Do you charge to do that? So how much?
Yes, I charge. I start at $25 an hour on that.
That seems fair. Mm-hmm. Of course, you would only go to homes in the Triangle, I assume, or would it be all of North Carolina?
Triangle area.
Thank you very much. I'm like, I pay for your gas, and there we are. All right, then. How much lead time does a person need to get from you to set up a time for you to come to their home and help them set up their event?
I need at least 2 weeks.
Okay, just so
yes,
they know.
Uh-huh,
your audience should go to collardsandcaviar.com, and I suppose you have a contact portion in there, and they can say, can you come and set them up for their party?
Yes, that's correct.
Got it. If you just tuned in, I'm talking to Spring Council, who is the creator of collardsandcaviar.com. Don't you love that name? Spring, you were also mentioning to me that you are available for pop-up events. I've never heard of a pop-up event. Why don't you tell our audience what that means and what you do?
Well, pop-up events is when you just take your event to a remote location where you don't really have a brick-and-mortar place to do business. And so you can actually do a pop-up. So I may go to the park and have an event. Sometimes folks do pop-up dinners where people come and eat out. And with me, it would be about coming in and showing people how to entertain and having different resources for them at that event.
So is your contact the person who formed the pop-up event or just the whole group who's coming to the pop-up event?
Well, actually, I will actually create the pop-up event.
Ah.
And then within the pop-up event, I will have different table settings, different resources about how to entertain and what's the best place to may find cheese or bread if you want to bake your own bread and
wow.
just different things in the community where I think is the best things to use.
Is there anything that's the most popular discussion that you have to have with all the people? For example, you mentioned that you tell people how much ice to have, how much proportionate based on how people are going to be there. Are people asking you, or do you find, are you ready to answer some of the most popular questions that people have? For example, if they're having a tailgate party, would you be available to help them as well?
Well, with the tailgate party, most of the time people are going to go out and buy food for that. And I know at Mama Dips we have like a gift basket that people can pick up for a tailgate party. And so I created those baskets and the proportions of what people are needing that.
And that's for Mama Dips Kitchen, not for collards and caviar. Is
that's
that right?
That's correct, right.
I got it. Spring, tell us what gives you so much joy about owning collardsandcaviar.com.
Well, I just love to entertain. I mean, I get so excited. It reminds me of the book Go Dog Go.
And Go Dog Go?
Yes.
Okay.
When I was a kid, I used to read the book 4 or 5 times that he said them because I used to be so excited to see those dogs going to a party. And at the end was this big tree and these dogs up in this tree partying. I mean, I was just like, oh my gosh, I would just love to be up there with those dogs.
Oh my gosh.
To party. And I just think that just stuck with me as far as having parties and entertaining.
Is this a child's book?
Yes.
It's Go, a, Dog,
yeah, it's
Go.
One of the first book I read, probably the first grade book that I read. And so I just get so excited, you know, when I'm entertaining at home now, when I'm sitting at my table and even when I'm cooking the food, I just get so excited. So I want to bring that enthusiasm to other folks and let them know that, yes, you can do it with some proper planning.
And that was your inspiration.
Yeah.
Well, let's take another break. When we come back, let's hear more about your company, your blog, collardsandcaviar.com. All right. You're listening to WCHL 97.9 FM, 1360 AM. Please don't go away. We'll be right back. Thank you so much for staying with us. My guest today is Spring Council, who is the creator of collardsandcaviar.com. The and is all spelled out, A-N-D. Spring, you've been involved with your mother's restaurant, Mama Dip's Kitchen, for years. It's a famous restaurant. Tell the audience, the 2 or 3 people who don't know about Mama Dip's Kitchen, why it is so famous.
We fried chicken. People love fried chicken. They love our fried chicken. And pretty much we just go in and cook traditional country cooking. What my mom loved to cook and always have cooked for us as kids. So yes. It's about just feeling like people coming in as part of the family.
Right.
And so that's the atmosphere we have there.
And what's your role with the business?
I pretty much manage the front dining room and I'm on the front line, we call it, in the kitchen on Friday night. So, and I also handle the Mama Dip social media and catering, and in-house events. So I do a lot there.
Wow, you stay very, very busy.
Yes.
You told me during the break that you're involved with some community work, the philanthropic organization known as, let me get this straight, Les Dames d'Escoffier. Tell me about that organization.
Yes, it's the North Carolina chapter. We're newly formed, and the organization actually provides scholarships for women who want to go to culinary school, and also we give money to local charitable organizations as well.
That's beautiful. Throughout the Triangle, primarily?
Yes, throughout the Triangle. Our members are in the Triangle area, Asheville, Charlotte, Greensboro, Winston-Salem. So we have eastern part of North Carolina.
Beautiful.
We have folks throughout North Carolina in the membership.
Now, you learned all your cooking techniques from your mother. Is that a correct statement?
Yes. My foundation came from my mom. I know when I tried to cook the more gourmet foods. I used to take them to her. They didn't come out quite right. So she told me I need to learn to cook from my heritage. And so from that, I knew she was talking about the smells, tastes, and sights and touch from when she cooked for us as kids and being in the kitchen. And so from there, I was able to create after I learned my heritage.
So you've never had to go to a culinary school, even though this organization gets women into culinary school. You've never had to go because you already know how to cook.
Right, yeah. And I self-taught myself beyond country cooking how to cook. And I love to cook.
And you love to cook.
Yes.
My goodness. Well, before we finish, let's go back to collardsandcaviar.com. What would entice a person to want to come to go to your blog?
Well, the beautiful pictures and images of foods and entertaining, great stories about my experiences growing up with food. And it's just a great site as far as the colors and information. If you want some information about entertaining at home, Collards and Caviar is a place to be.
And it sounds very first class based on all the love, the passion that you put into this blog site.
Well, it's a really, really great blog, and I took a lot of time and thought into it and has a really great design and easy navigation. And it's also available, you know, on your smartphones and your tablets.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Spring, we're out of time. I can't thank you enough for coming and speaking to us today about your lovely blog site. I'm going to check it out. Everybody should. Thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Well, thank you for having me.
My pleasure. You've been listening to WCHL 97.9 FM, 1360 AM. This is Sharon Hill. My guest today has been Spring Council, who is the creator of collardsandcaviar.com. Please check out her site. That's our show for today. Thank you so much for listening.